I'm elated. I'm very proud of the guys. You know, a lot of adversity going around at the moment around Worcester over the last couple of months, as you guys know. You know, just throwing a little bit more at us by losing both of our frontline props this week. Nick Shonard having to have an operation on his finger, and obviously Val not passing fitness test. So we knew against a quality Bath team we were going to be up against it. And just very proud of how we stuck in, you know, for the full 80 minutes. Against, as I said to you in the week, what I think is a quality Bath team.
You talked about that when you first came in, about, you know, maybe you'll lose, but you wanted the commitment, and you've certainly got that today.
I think that's just the foundation, you know, that we have to have, you know, in order to be able to build a decent rugby team. I mean, you can have as much talent as you want to, if there isn't the fight and the commitment. I know it's all a bit cliche, but it really is important when you're playing against quality teams of Bath's nature. And that we've had, you know, even in the games we have lost, we've been very disappointed at Northampton, obviously disappointed at Sale, but I can't really look at the group and feel that there wasn't the fight, the passion, and we just feel that if that's the process you're going to stick to, you know, and that's going to be your foundation, then you just have to get the other things right. I'd rather have it this way, that way around, than having all the talent and no fight and commitment. So, you know, massive credit to this group of guys. They didn't want to be in this position. I'm not necessarily sure that it's their fault that they're in this position entirely, but they were the only ones who could get us out, and they did. Or they have carried on in the fight to get us there.
You probably should have scored more points in the first half. You butchered a couple of good chances.
We did. We butchered a couple of good chances. I thought we butchered another chance towards the end. Again, you know, massive credit to our intent to want to try and score four tries, which I think we've shown that intent consistently from the beginning. You're not going to only defend your way out of relegation. You know, you have to put tries on, and I think that might be 14 tries in the last four games. So, you know, we're getting the balance right when we get it right. But we did. You know, we let some tries out there, and that was very disappointing.
You talked about after that Sale game about a lack of concentration in the centre of the field. Your centres, I thought, were superb today.
They were very good. I thought Ben Teo showed his class. I thought Jackson Willison was absolutely outstanding, and I thought Vaynant was very, very good when he came on. So, look, I don't really think anybody had a poor game today. They were exceptional. I thought Will Spencer was outstanding today as well. But yeah, look, they asked a lot of questions with ball in hand, and yeah, as you say, I think they had a very good game.
Will Spencer getting over for the try, he'll have enjoyed that.
Yeah, he would have. You know, he's worked really hard. He's come from a tough couple of years, obviously having injuries and not having played very much. And it's incredibly commendable how he has how he's fought through some tough times. And a lot of players go through that, you know, that we don't realise behind the scenes. And when he arrived at the club, you know, he was intent on putting his hand up and showing how good he is. And I personally think that he could, I really think he could be an answer for England, you know, going to Argentina in the summer. I mean, I think he's played consistently well for us in six games in the bounce now, and played probably full 80 minutes in every one of those games. He runs the line out, he calls the line outs. He's very good with ball in hand. Doesn't actually as a lock, he doesn't actually have a weakness.
You also had to bring on Gareth Milicinovic towards the end, and he's hardly played any rugby this season.
Yeah, we played in the A-League on Sunday. We played against Leicester, and he went really well for the first 40 minutes. He would have struggled today. He would have been blowing, but I thought he stabilised our scrum really well in the second half. We struggled in the first half, and I thought he brought a lot of stability to the scrum in the second half. And he's a really impressive player.